And today we're going to talk about some of our sensors that we have coming out this year. So our biggest ones that we have coming out is our two-band radiometers. And so as you can see kind of in our picture there, two photo detectors that measure specific wavelength ranges. And so the biggest indexes that we're looking at here are your NDVI, your PRI, and your RFR. And we have what they mean up there, normalized difference into difference vegetation index, photochemical reflectance index, and red far red ratio. So just kind of talk a little bit more about this. Our NDVI is just a measure of the amount of chlorophyll. You know, generally it's used to measure the green up in the spring, and then as the green goes away, the senescence in the fall. And so our formula here, essentially you're just taking wavelengths from the near-infrared and minusing that from red wavelength and then over the top of your near-infrared plus the red. So and then you can see our picture here, and this is what the NDVI sensor looks like, the upward-looking one, and then on the screen we had before was the downward-looking one. So here they are next to each other. So from Apogee Instruments, we will have that in an SDI-12 output, and the standard output from that is going to be from negative 1 to 1 is what you would expect an NDVI index to be in. And so for us, we chose wavelengths at 650 and 810. And so that's what the red detector and the near-infrared detector are on that. So going right along, the PRI detector from us will look the exact same, but the wavelengths will be different. And PRI, photochemical reflectance index, again, as it says, use efficiency and is often used in studies of canopy photosynthesis and response to stress. And so this uses not a widest range. This is very specific. It uses the green wavelength at 531 and then a yellow wavelength, 570. And you can see our formula right there that we use to calculate the PRI index. And it's generally pretty small, between that negative 0.1 and 0.1. So from Apogee Instruments, same thing. We have the digital output and the analog output. Now, interesting to note, between the NDVI and the PRI, is that we can make the analog version available, but in this example, each of these detectors has to take up a channel. So if you were to use some sort of, for example, like a Campbell Scientific, you know, in this setup here, you have two channels for the upward and two channels for the downward. So that'd be a total of four analog channels, if you were using the analog output, versus SDI-12, which of course, SDI-12 being digital, they just address each other. You can put a lot more of those sensors in series without taking up channels. So the SDI-12 will be the standard offering on those. And then we also have a red far red sensor. And just a quick refresher on red far red, you know, controls plant height, you know, and then we have our little drawing below talking about our phytochrome. So our shaded plants tend to grow taller if they lack the red photons. So that's kind of the general application on why people are interested in red far red ratio. So generally you measure the light at 660 nanometers and 730 nanometers. Typical sunlight is 1 to 1.2 depending on the brightness of what your red far red is, and then plants then react to shade or light accordingly. This of course becomes important as we grow more lights in chambers under LEDs, things of that nature, just to see how those lights, what their red far red ratio is. So from us, the red detector is at 660, the far red detector is 730, and again, same concept, it'll be an SDI-12 output, or it'll be an analog voltage output. And so we just put a nice little table here. Those will be what our models are called. There's a nice picture here you can see in the corner of the NDVI sensors with the upward pointing up and the downward pointing down. So, I mean, in this, you could have as many, you know, if you have one upward as your reference, you can have as many downward referencing that one upward to get those indexes. And so that would be our standard offering there. So that's as far as new sensors. New sensors that we have coming released. I did just want to, I don't have a slide for it, but I'm just going to hold it up. We also have our greenhouse monitor that we're coming out with, and I'd love for feedback if you guys have time to come by the booth. But essentially we're just going to, this will be a PAR sensor on top, and then it's an aspirated fan inside of here, and then we'll just have temp humidity. And then it will be communicated by Bluetooth to a phone or tablet. And this is just our prototype. We hope to release it in the next year. But if you have any feedback on for this connecting to your doing any sort of greenhouse monitor and getting that feedback on your phone, we'd love to have your comments and feedback as we develop this product. So, again, that will be coming in the next year. But, yeah, so our two-band radiometers and our Bluetooth greenhouse monitoring. So, anyway, any questions? I know it's kind of fast. Logan, did you have a question?
Tell me which one
I asked. Oh. All right. Well, anyway, find us at our booth and come on over. Thank you, guys.